Good evening. I'd like to call to order the April 12th, 2017 meeting of the Board of Education of Washington Local Schools. Now come to order. It is 6 p.m. Treasurer, could you please call roll?
Mr. Kaiser.
Present.
Mrs. Carmi.
Present.
Mr. Hunter.
Present.
Ms. Canales.
Present.
Mr. Langendorfer.
Present.
Also present, Dr. Hayward, Mr. Davis, and myself.
At this time, I'd like to ask everyone to please stand for our Pledge of Allegiance. And immediately after our Pledge of Allegiance, we're going to have the privilege and pleasure to have the Jefferson Girls Ensemble sing our national anthem for us. And after that, we'll introduce who the young ladies are.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Stay right there for just a second. Everybody wants to know exactly who's who. So, how about Shannon Carlisle? Who's Shannon? There you are, Shannon. Thank you so much for sharing your voice. Isabel Tracy. Thank you, Isabella. Madison Gifford. Thanks, Madison. Kaya Owens. Caroline Schramm. And Savannah Kowalinski. There's no better way to start a board meeting than to have the Pledge of Allegiance and National Anthem, but when it's sung by some of our own students and you have a chance to listen to them and all the work that's put into that, ladies, thank you so much for everything you did, and parents and guardians of these young ladies, thanks for sharing them with us this evening. I'm sure there was some inconvenience with it, but it sure made everybody smile and start off the meeting with a really nice thing. So thank you so much. With that, I'm going to open the microphone up for anyone who would like to address the board at this time. You're more than welcome to address the board. Please step forward. Seeing no one at this time, I'm going to turn it over to our superintendent for a few recognitions and presentations at this time.
Good evening. At this time, I would like to do a special recognition for our President's Day Essay Contest winners. I hosted a district-wide President's Day Essay Contest this year, and tonight we would like to recognize our district winners. The essay competition had two levels. Our elementary question was, who is your favorite president, living or dead, and why? And students in grades 7 through 12 were asked, if you were president, what would you change? Our students impressed me with their thoughtful answers. I enjoyed reading each and every essay submitted. Originally, we had announced that the winners would receive a classroom pizza party, but there were so many strong essays that I added some second place winners with ice cream parties. We are scheduling these parties to take place shortly after the students return from spring break, and I look very much forward to celebrating with them in each and every classroom. Some of the students couldn't be here tonight due to work, athletic events, and other conflicts, but we will make sure that they receive their certificates. I will be reading the names of all of the winners tonight, and I would ask that you come up and receive your certificate of accomplishment. Victoria Carter.
Hang on a second. We got to bring that one back.
I know.
Come on, back up. Come on.
It.
We missed a real picture opportunity that you're going to remember
mom.
Forever. Get that picture.
Stand next
right
to the
there.
Super. Stand next to the superintendent.
Yeah, turn
the other way.
There you go.
Poor kid. Nice call, Dave.
That one come on okay?
There you go.
And while they're setting up that picture, just to mention, you know, the ability to write is going to be something that will take you a long way in life because we are going to be writing for the rest of our lives. So, great job.
That's true. The light of technology.
Mm-hmm. Hold your little... Fold them up. There you go. Great. Awesome job. Love it. Love it, love it, love it.
The next proclamation is on staff appreciation. Proclamation, whereas the employees of the Washington Local School District exemplify personal and professional high standards and unparalleled interest and concern for the district students, families, and communities, and whereas Washington Local employees are committed to assisting our kids on their life journeys by loving them, lifting them up, and helping each one find his or her purpose in life, and whereas Washington Local employees embrace our core values of courage, dedication, dignity, excellence, gratitude, honesty, loyalty, respect, responsibility, service, teamwork, and trust. And whereas Washington Local employees are having a significant impact on our children and are helping with the next generation. And whereas the Washington Local employees deserve the gratitude and respect of all members of the community. Now, therefore, I, Dr. Susan M. Hayward, Superintendent of the Washington Local Schools, do hereby proclaim May 8th through 12th, 2007 as Staff Appreciation Week, and encourage all parents, community members, and business partners to recognize the staff of the Washington Local Schools and extend sincere best wishes to all employees for good health and happiness now and in the future. In witness thereof, I hereunto set my hand representing Washington Local Schools this 12th day of April, 2017.
Thank you.
May 8th through 12. Okay, beautiful. We do have some of the greatest employees in the world, I'll tell you. It moves my heart often when you see some of the things that they do. They go another way, and they never get into the papers. They never go on television. But when our staff members reach out and open their hearts to our kids, it is one of the most warming things in the world. With that, I'm going to turn it over to our treasurer for his recommendations and report.
Excuse me. Exhibit 2. I recommend the Board of Education approve the minutes of the regular meeting on March 15, 2017, as presented.
So moved.
I have a motion by Mr. Kaiser, a second by Ms. Canales. And are there any comments or questions? Hearing none, call roll, please.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Ms. Canales.
Yes.
Mr. Langendorfer.
Yes.
Mr. Kaiser.
Yes.
Mrs. Carmi.
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Next report, finance reports and investments. General funds cash balance increased by $8.1 million. All funds were $9.2 million. Revenue for the month was $19.5 million. As you can see, we received our final tax settlement. It was $9.8 million for our general fund. Unfortunately, we're about $300,000 under budget. There's been about seven or eight companies paid late. So hopefully we'll get those next year, which will be next fiscal year, but we'll get those in August. Overall, our revenue is pretty much on projections. It's going to be about what we projected, maybe $50,000 more. So we are in good shape that way. Moving on to expenditure. Expenditures were $10.3 million for the month. Next report's a cash report. Checks written. Investment earnings were $24,208 for the month. Interest earnings are starting to increase slightly. Request motion for approval.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Kaiser, second by Mr. Langendorfer. Are there any comments or questions? Jeff, I'm going to ask you, and I don't know if you'll know this right offhand. I don't want to put you on the spot. But back when we had our recession, we had the 2008, 2009, and the county was having trouble with collection of taxes, and the percent had dropped enormously. Do you know what the percent of collection is for our district by chance, or what we're talking about?
This year, I'm not sure what the delinquency is. I don't have that for this payment. But we do collect about $800 to $1 million every settlement for delinquent taxes. And what that means is that gets added. But then again, there's people that are delinquent. Mm-hmm. So every year, there's actually a spreadsheet that I maintain for the last 4 or 5 years that show that. It has generated from 800,000 delinquent collected to 1.4 million. It does fluctuate. The percentage is about what it's been now. It's kind of stabilized. What's really happening right now with our real estate taxes is we continue to have tax appeals. For example, Kroger was last year. We now have Lowe's. We've had Lowe's. I can't think of the other one. They'll come to me. Target, or Dick's. They want to take about a 50% reduction of their value. Myers is the other one. They want to reduce it by 50%. As we know, Franklin Park Mall is still continuing to ask for about a $50 million reduction. That'll be a significant decrease. We are contesting that. We've asked the county auditor to assist us in paying for the appraisal. She has agreed to pay 50% of
Good.
The cost. Of course, I'm asking her to pay 100%. We're still working on that, but they have agreed to do 50%. And again, that is a major factor with our taxes. As a matter of fact, I was looking, you know, going forward in the forecast. The last 3 years, our tax collection has only gone up $100,000 in 3 years. And that's unheard of. We're the only district in Northwest, or Lucas County, not about Northwest, but probably in Northwest Ohio, we've had declines in property valuations for 10 straight years.
So do you see evaluations going up in the near future or not?
I would think with the house values coming back, they do a reval, I believe, in 2018, which we would collect half of that in 2019, fiscal year 19. I would think property values, residential, will go up. Unfortunately, we continue to get numerous people or companies asking for a reduction. Again, Meyer, you know, they're looking at about a 50% reduction. I don't remember the exact number, but it was like $3.8 million down to about $2 million. I mean, that's what they're asking for. And the mall is a significant reduction. And they did it 3 years ago, if you remember, or 6 years ago. They were asking for, I believe it was a $150 million reduction, and we settled for a $1 million deduction just so they could pay their legal fees, just to end it. It's a big risk for the district. So to answer your question, collections are about where we're expecting, and again, real estate used to be a major part of our value, our taxes, or of our revenue. Now it's starting to diminish, state aid starting to come up.
Which is nothing but bad news. However, if we were to look for some type of panacea at the end of the rainbow, with our evaluations going down, and that seemed to be a trend, in a year or two when it comes back to the Ohio Facilities Commission, that reduced evaluation of our district could mean as much as 80% being paid for our new building. So we could be looking at, you know, only paying 20 cents on a dollar for replacing some of our buildings. So that may be the one positive that we would have as far as this evaluation problem. So thank you.
The other positive valuations is we should be receiving more state aid. As valuations drop, our state aid is supposed to go up. However, as we're capped, we're being shortchanged about $13 million this year. As we mentioned, we could nearly close Whitmer, 2,100 students, and we wouldn't lose funding. So again, the valuation is supposed to drive higher revenue as well through the state, but being there's a cap on it, we don't get that funding.
So as every district in the state gets additional students, which costs additional money, they also get additional money to help pay for that. The problem is Washington Local does not receive any additional money. Every time we get a brand new student, we get no additional money whatsoever.
I think, David, should be pointed out, all the kids at the high school, we don't get nothing. Kind of, isn't that your statement once to me?
Pretty much, we get no money for the kids at the high school.
Whitmer
would close. We get about $6,000 a student. At $13 million, Whitmer at $2,100.
So we could kind of close the high school and still get the same amount of money, correct?
Correct.
So just to continue my thought there for a second was that other districts in our area, every time they get a new student, they're getting $6,000 or $7,000 per student. And the fact that we're not getting that, it's about $13 million a year that this district does not get that other districts would get. So as you look at our forecast and our budget and realize that we're still doing very well financially, that's only because of planning that's happened over many years. Had we not done this type of thing and built up some type of war chest, this district would certainly would be closing up because of some of the new state laws on funding. So down the road, it's important that they start looking at equity in districts like ours that are based primarily on the property tax and valuation of businesses around here. We've taken a hit that no other district that I've even heard of in the state has had. You know, if in some of our neighboring districts would take the kind of hit we had, they would not be viable right now. They would not be open. So, you know, kudos to our taxpayers and our people who have supported us over the years, but it doesn't get any easier with the new state formula.
Nope, does not.
Thank you very much. Call for the roll, please.
Ms. Canales.
Yes.
Mr. Langendorfer.
Yes.
Mr. Kaiser.
Yes.
Mrs. Carmi.
Yes.
Mr. Honor.
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Next item, authorization of payment of legal fees. I recommend the Board of Education approve the following payments of legal fees as presented. Richter and Eckler, $10,696.10. Spanger Nathanson, $1,110.75. This is for February services.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Kaiser, a second by Mr. Langendorfer. Are there any comments or questions?
Jeff, did you have a different number than you read off on here?
No, it's $10,000. For February, it was $10,696.10.
Okay.
Spanger Nathanson was $1,110.75. That's for February services.
Okay.
Call roll, please.
Mr. Langendorfer.
Yes.
Mr. Kaiser.
Yes.
Mrs. Carmi.
Yes.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Ms. Canales.
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. The next item, I recommend the Board of Education approve the minimum value plan insurance rates effective June 1st, 2017 through June 30th, 2017 as presented. This is the MVP rates will be for single, will be $276.13 per month. If for family is $1,635.79 per month.
So moved.
Second.
A motion by Ms. Canales, a second by Mr. Kaiser. Comments or question, please? Hearing none, call roll, please.
Mr. Kaiser.
Yes.
Mrs. Carmi.
Yes.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Ms. Canales.
Yes.
Mr. Langendorfer.
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. The next item, acceptance of tax rates. I recommend the board accept the tax rates to be used for tax collection fiscal year 2017-18 as set by the Lucas County Budget Commission as presented. These rates total 78.2 mils outside the 10 mil limitation.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Kaiser, second by Mr. Langendorfer. Comments or questions? Hearing none, call roll, please.
Mrs. Carmi.
Yes.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Ms. Canales.
Yes.
Mr. Langendorfer.
Yes.
Mr. Kaiser.
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. The next item is fiscal year 2017 appropriation modifications. I recommend the board approve the fiscal year 2017 amended appropriate measure at fund level as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Kaiser, second by Mrs. Carmine. Any comments or questions?
Does this mean we're adding, Jeffrey?
We're adjusting. Some are added. I think they're all added, but sometimes they go down. Basically, what this is for additional revenue, like the first one's student fees, uniform supply. 018 is a donation account that's used by the buildings.
So auxiliary services is $1.2 million. Does that mean social?
It went up $7,000. That's the non-public schools.
That's pardon?
That's the non-public
okay.
schools.
Okay, thank you.
They're very minor. General fund, as the board knows, we do a budget in December or recommend a budget, and that stays the same. We do adjustments throughout the year within that budget. However, we don't really normally adjust the general fund budget. And like Perkins grant and miscellaneous state grants, as you can see, as well as vocational ed enhancements grants, what that means there's additional grants that we received. So like the Perkins grant went up roughly $1,800. So in order to spend that, the board has to approve appropriation. And then this then is balanced to our revenue that we receive.
Because I see cents on here, things aren't rounded off. I'm guessing that some of these are actually encumbered dollars that are out there.
They're not encumbered.
They're not encumbered?
Because the board doesn't, we don't have authorization to spend it yet.
Okay, so you're going off some type of invoice or something?
Well, no, we're going off the revenue. So example, just to make it simple, if we had a $9,500 grant and the board then would approve a budget of $9,500 in December, as the state progresses through the fiscal year, they say, oh, you don't have a $9,500 grant, you now have a $10,000 grant. So then we receipt the revenue, but then excuse me, we can't adjust or spend that money till the board approves $10,000. So that's really what this is doing. And we do this two or three times a year, once or twice a year, whenever it's significant. Most of these are not significant when you look at overall budget, but it is something I do try to do every couple months just to make sure we stay within compliance with the appropriations.
Thank you. Call roll, please.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Ms. Canales.
Yes.
Mr. Langendorfer.
Yes.
Mr. Kaiser.
Yes.
Mrs. Carmi.
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0.
And at this time, I will turn it over to our superintendent for her report.
Thank you. My report includes wonderful things that are happening in our district or have happened over the last several weeks. During the spring, it's my honor and privilege to host several events recognizing our students for their academic achievement. Last Friday, we held the Top 15 Senior Luncheon at Mancy's Italian Grill. The event recognized the academic success of the students who rank among the top 15 in the Whitmer High School class of 2017. The students selected Washington local staff members who have made a significant impact on their lives to be their guests at this luncheon. Both students and staff were celebrated as they shared a little bit about what makes each so special. It was a memorable event. I learned more about each of the students and staff members in attendance and got a glimpse of the special relationships that we have in our district between our students and their teachers, coaches, and mentors. It was both emotional and inspiring, and I think the teachers and administrators left feeling even more motivated to do great things for our students. Today's event was held at the Toledo Zoo and recognized our freshman, sophomore, and junior summa cum laude high school students. Each of the students has earned a cumulative grade point average of 4.0 or higher. The students had approximately 90 minutes to enjoy the animals and zoo exhibits before the awards luncheon, which recognized them for their academic success. It was a fun day for our students, and I want to thank the high school administration for their coordinating efforts, our bus drivers, and the adults who served as chaperones, which included two of our board members, Mr. Kaiser and Mrs. Carmine. Today was made possible by the collective efforts of all of you, and I thank you for making this opportunity possible for our students. After spring break, we look forward to a luncheon for the students in grades 4-8 who have earned all A's for three quarters, and popsicle events for our primary students who have achieved all praiseworthy marks. BCSN recognizes one area teacher each month, and with several school districts in the Northwest Ohio area in their viewing area, it is very special. It is a very special honor to be selected. We are proud to congratulate Jody Freiman Reed, who has been announced as the May 2017 BCSN Teacher of the Month. She was nominated by Whitmer Principal Christine Martin. Jody has been the Science Department Chair for many years, leading and supporting the Science Department to best meet student needs. She is the Online Education Program Teacher Leader, organizing and participating in credit recovery, summer school, and online credit opportunities for at-risk students. She's been an active member of the PBIS Positive Behavior Intervention Support Team for 4 years, as well as Pep Club Advisor for Whitmer students. Last spring, Jody was selected by the Salutatorian of the Class of 2016 as the teacher who most positively impacted him during his schooling and was recognized at the 2016 Top 15 Luncheon. Jody was also honored as the Toledo Blade Teacher of the Month in January. Congratulations to Jody. Heather Chartier has been selected by the Sun Federal Credit Union as their Extraordinary Teacher of the Year for Washington Local Schools. Heather teaches third and fourth grade at Warner Elementary. Sun Federal Credit Union will be honoring her at their annual meeting on April 29th at Parkway Plaza. Congratulations to Heather. We are thrilled for Whitmer senior Alina Allie Rose, who has received an official appointment to the West Point United States Military Academy. Being accepted for admission to the United States Military Academy at West Point is an exceptional honor reserved for our nation's most promising students. But it takes more than excellent grades to be accepted for admission. West Point seeks student leaders who are not only intelligent, also physically fit, and of outstanding character. Each year, thousands of high school students apply for admissions to USMA, but only a few are accepted. Those who are selected to attend receive an outstanding college with tuition, room and board, and expenses fully paid. Upcoming events: the Whitmer Musical, Little Shop of Horrors, will have performances on April 27th, 28th, and 29th. Student tickets are $8, adults are $10. The ticket booth is open on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 4 to 6:30 in the Whitmer Auditorium lobby, and may also be ordered by emailing whitmerthetheatertix@gmail.com. We are excited about a new event this year, the Washington Local School All-District Elementary Art Show, which will be held on Wednesday, April 26th from 6 to 7:30 p.m. at Greenwood Elementary. Approximately 300 pieces will be on display. The chosen art includes 2D and 3D works representing students in grades 1 through 6 from each of the district's 8 elementary schools. The show is open to the entire community, and everyone is more than welcome to attend. And this concludes my report tonight. Thank you.
Thank you very much. At this time, we'll have our board communication, beginning with Mr. Langendorfer.
Thank you. You know about that, that's great that girl was appointed to West Point. I wonder what that scholarship is worth now, because I had three friends who went to the academies, and their scholarships when I graduated with high school many years ago was worth $250,000. So I bet it's $1 million now for each one of those students with all the stuff. It's amazing. But anyways, I just have one comment. I have received many phone calls concerning our legal bills. And, you know, I think if you do have any concerns, you need to ask any of the board members or call the administration office or go online, because there's one problem because of that, and our lawyers are dealing with that. And it's very serious. And, you know, the last 3 months, we've been in thousands and thousands. So it's a problem we're trying to deal with, and it's been a real problem. And so I instead of sending them to Jeffrey or to Mrs. Dr. Haywood, I've been trying to answer them. So it is a problem, and we're dealing with it, but I don't know when it's ever going to end. So that's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Langendorfer. Ms. Canales.
Yeah, just real quick. Again, I love when we do the pledge, and I can't get over it. Every time we have this, you'll probably get sick of me saying that, but it just brings my day up. I think, as we said, we have so much talent here, and I love that we do that. And I thank the parents for coming out and supporting them to be here. So NSBA, the National School Board Association, we had the privilege to go to Denver, Colorado, and what an amazing trip. I can't say enough about the sessions and the work that we do all day long. It is, as a past board member, and this is my almost second year, so probably about almost 10 years, I still can't get enough of it. It is so enlightening to meet other people from other districts and the sessions that we have. So we do the best that we can, and we're busy all day long, but not to mention the networking that we did with each other as board members and as administrators. So I just appreciate that opportunity.
Thank you. Mrs. Carmine.
Thank you. I guess I'm fortunate enough to have been able to attend a lot of events, and I can't name them all, which is wonderful that I can do this. I was fortunate enough to be able to go to last night's Sherlin performance, which, again, I mean, all the performances are wonderful, but you just sit there, and I'm glad they could be at Nightingale Auditorium, because it was great to have all the kids there, the second, fifth grade, and I think it was maybe another grade. And the theme was a spring concert full of positive vibes, which was so spot on. Great, great evening. I'm sorry if you missed it, but I'm sure this will happen again. A wonderful day today. Most of the time when I've ever been a chaperone at the zoo, it's been for the elementary students, and all they really want to do is go to the playground. So today when I had 7 high school students, I said, okay, let's go to the playground first, get it out of the way. It was almost, I mean, I had to laugh out loud because it was so much fun, because they're running to exhibits. I had 7 young ladies. We did put one young lady in a wheelchair because she had crutches. But they were running to the exhibits, and they wanted to pet the fish, and they acted like little children, which was great. And then, of course, I kind of said, I really want your picture taken on the elephant, you know, the stone elephant, which they did appease me for that. But they were certainly, it was certainly a wonderful day, much different experience that I've had than the little, although I love the little children, but the high school kids, they go, we're going to come back, we're going to come back. I said, good, come back with your families and your friends. No, it was a wonderful day, and thank you, Dr. Haywood, because it really was wonderful. And everyone, Wendy, for getting everything together, because there's so many kids and there's a lot going on. But thank you. Thank everyone that helped with it, the administration as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Kaiser.
I want to add that taking 10 sophomores around the zoo today was a blast. I mean, they have this walk-through penguin exhibit where the penguins are literally feet from you, and I heard the zoo employee say, I can't answer that. And as we're walking through, I'm like, what'd they ask you? And he says, they asked how much to buy one. It was a lot of fun, though, seeing the kids get excited about the different animals and the polar bears and stuff. But it was definitely a fun time. I'm definitely glad I could make it out for that one. And one final thing I had is you guys all got a packet of information from the administration today, I believe, when you showed up today. Is that correct? And then it's going to say it was requested by me. It's related to CTC Career Tech Programs. And although I'm not ready tonight for our June quarterly work session, the reason I asked for the information is because I would like the board to discuss opening the CTC programs only to the possibility of open enrollment. I'm not done getting all the information. I need to have the discussion, but that's why you have it. So that's why it's important that you got it tonight so you guys can look at it yourselves, okay? So don't just think I'm being like kooky again and just curious. It's for a reason. If you want to talk, feel free to contact me between now and then. But I'm meeting with Deb Heben after spring break to get some more information before I actually ask Mr. Hunter or Dr. Hayward to put it on the agenda for that day, okay?
I never think you're kooky.
Some people do. They look at stuff I ask for and they think, why would he want this? There's always a reason why.
Yeah, it's for the kids.
Okay. With that, I'll just make a few comments. Dr. Hayward just mentioned that when we talk about a student who's going to go to military academy, she talked about the outstanding character. And it's, to me, we have so many students that have outstanding character. I mean, day after day when I go to sporting events or to the plays or to whatever it is involving the students of Washington Local, just running across them, even in neighborhoods, it seems like the character of our students is just top-notch. I'm amazed at even how wonderful the manners are that I see among our students anymore. It's just they are so mannered, and I'm just so impressed by the students in our district. And, you know, I think there were times when Washington Local might have got the rap of being, you know, an inner city type thing or a rough area. But I'll tell you, it is absolutely a source of pride and joy to have time, and you had the time with the zoo today, and you have time every day in the schools to be with our kids, because they really are what makes this district wonderful. It's just the fact that we have kids that are just awesome. Ms. Canales mentioned the National School Board meeting. I've kind of been dedicating my last few years here to really pushing and looking at the construction aspects and the architecture aspects, as well as 21st learning goals and ideas for the future, because I really think that the one thing I would like to make a mark on in the future would be to getting our new schools up and running before the next 2-3 years. I'd really like to see us take that opportunity to take advantage of the money that the state's going to have for us. I don't think many districts in the state will have an opportunity to get 8 cents on the dollar, 80 cents on a dollar. And so I've been really looking into what we need to do. We're very, very fortunate. We have Dr. Hayward, who's been through this in another district. I remember years ago when I watched Lima Schools build all new schools in Lima. They put in 11 or 12 new schools. And it was just amazing to watch that, you know, how nice that is to use the dollar that's being paid to the state and not our own local taxpayers. And so I've been really looking into a lot of that. I think I went to 4 or 5 different sessions just on architecture, construction, dealing with the community, making sure everybody understands what we're doing ahead of time, keeping open communication. And so that's kind of my what I was really pushing hard on when I was out there in Colorado. And I think some of those opportunities for board members, we don't really get a chance to learn much outside of being at a board meeting. You know, we're always getting questions and things, but the opportunity for us to go to a meeting and actually learn from the experts and the national presenters is really invaluable. And I would say, you know, when we go to these meetings down the road, it's going to pay dividends many, many times over just because of the knowledge we get and the opportunity to meet and learn with the absolute experts. That is about all I had, even though I'm not sure ice cream is second place to pizza. I think I would have chosen the ice cream. So, anyhow. Mr. Davis, did you have anything you'd like to add at this time?
Sure. We just finished up our foundational training with guided reading with our kindergarten, first, and second grade teachers. And we're working with Ohio State's Literacy Collaborative Group to prepare for additional training starting in the fall. So we're prepping for that now. We're going to be bringing our third grade teachers into some initial training at the beginning of the next school year. And we're also going to be doing follow-up trainings with our kindergarten, first and second grade teachers to assist with implementation in the fall. The other thing we met last week was with our calendar committee, and we're starting to have conversations about what our three-year calendar is going to look like starting next year. We're good, but for 18, 19, 19, 20, and 2021, which sounds a little surreal to talk about that. But we're putting together having those conversations now so we can get that solidified and get that out to parents.
Is that a negotiated agreement, though, with the associations, the calendar?
Yep. So we have a committee that's, we have OPSI representation, TALS representation, and administration sorting all that out.
Good. Thank you very much. With that, I'm going to go back to our superintendent for her recommendations.
Exhibit 8, gifts and donations. The Prevention Research Center for Healthy Neighborhoods gave a $400 monetary donation to Whitmer for participation in their Ohio Youth Risk Behavior Survey Project. Meta Solutions donated a server cabinet to the CTC Computer Networking Program for networking and server equipment. The superintendent recommends that the Board of Education accept the donations as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Ms. Canales and second by Mr. Kaiser. Any comments or questions?
I have a question. When people donate things, you know, there's always a price on it. So as I get ready to sell my house and new furniture, I have a lot of stuff I want to get rid of. How do you know, if I want to give it to the school district and they get a tax?
Your house?
No, not my house.
I'm very generous of you.
I mean, a lot of stuff in the house. How do I do that? I mean, do we have somebody here?
Contact Mr. Falcon. He will give you all particulars
first,
of it.
First, we have to be willing to accept the donation. It has to be usable in the district. And once it is usable, unless it's cash, when I prepare the letter of acceptance of the donation, we do not put a value on it. So example being the first one here, they have a monetary donation of $400. I will state in the letter that they donated $400. When it says a server cabinet, I do not value the server cabinet. I just thank them for that donation.
Okay, I just asked because let's say the dining room table or something, I'm not taking it with me. But what if you say it's only worth $200 and I say it's $1,000? So
again, I do not value furniture or anything. I just say thank you.
So I can write down anything I want.
Just to someone got willing to accept that dining room table.
To give you an example, okay. Years
thank
ago.
Thank you. I just wanted
maybe if you're still your house in.
We were getting a new car years ago, and this car was really junky we had, and we wanted to donate it to CTC, to the automotive program. They didn't want it. So you know it's bad when they just don't even want it. So, yeah, but they have to be something they want.
Thank you.
Call for the question, please.
Ms. Canales.
Yes.
Mr. Langendorfer.
Yes.
Mr. Kaiser.
Yes.
Mrs. Carmi.
Yes.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0.
Exhibit 9, change orders. Tonight's agenda includes final change orders for the McGregor-Monack Additions Project, Midwest Contracting, an addition of $27,365.02. Henson Plumbing Incorporated, a reduction of $3,166.30. Positive Trades Group, LLC, a reduction of $7,697.66. Westfield Electric, an addition of $479. The superintendent recommends that the Board of Education approve the change orders for the 2016 McGregor and Monack Additions Project as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Ms. Canales, a second by Mr. Kaiser. Any comments or questions?
These minuses must make you happy, David, because this is an area you don't like at all.
So. I'll tell you what makes me happy is the word I circled, final. Payment.
Final.
Any other questions or comments? Hearing none, call roll, please.
Mr. Langendorfer.
Yes.
Mr. Kaiser.
Yes.
Ms. Carmi.
Yes.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Ms. Canales.
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0.
Exhibit 10, job descriptions. The superintendent recommends that the Board of Education hold the first reading on job descriptions as presented.
If anyone objects waiving first reading?
I think I heard a motion to move.
Yeah.
Okay, a motion for Mr. Langendorfer.
You can second it.
And I'll second it.
A second by Mrs. Carmine. Please call roll on waiving the first reading.
Mr. Kaiser. But
did you have a question? I thought you had a question.
Don't worry about it.
No, we should follow procedure.
No, we're good.
Because you want to discuss it.
We're good.
Okay.
We're waiving, that's what I was just going to say.
His question was, is anybody interested in waiving?
I was going to say, if is anyone's interested in waiving, I'll make a motion, is what I was going to say, but you beat me to it with a motion.
Okay.
So it doesn't matter. It's really irrelevant.
Call roll, please.
Mr. Kaiser.
Yes.
Mrs. Carmine.
Yes.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Ms. Canales.
Yes.
Mr. Langendorfer.
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0 to waive first reading.
The superintendent recommends that the Board of Education approve job descriptions as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Langendorfer, second by Mr. Kaiser. Comments or questions? Hearing none, call roll on the recommendation by the superintendent.
Mr. Kaiser.
Yes.
Mrs. Carmi.
Yes.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Ms. Canales.
Yes.
Mr. Langendorfer.
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0.
Exhibit 11, Board of Education Policies. The Board of Education held first reading for several board policies at the March 15th meeting. The superintendent recommends that the Board of Education approve the board policies as presented.
So moved. Second.
Motion by Mr. Kaiser, second by Mr. Langendorfer. Comments or questions? Hearing none, call roll, please.
Mrs. Carmi.
Yes.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Ms. Canales.
Yes.
Mr. Langendorfer.
Yes.
Mr. Kaiser.
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0.
Exhibit 12, Board of Education Policies. We have additional ones. Several board policies have been updated or added to reflect current law and or address issues relating to new technology. The superintendent recommends that the Board of Education hold first reading on the board policies as presented.
So moved.
No motion is needed.
Oh, sorry.
It's just a first reading.
I'm into it.
Go to our next item then, please.
Exhibit 13, the superintendent recommends that the Board of Education enter into executive session to, number two, consider the employment of a public employee or official.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Kaiser, second by Mrs. Canales. Comments or questions? Hearing none, call roll.
Ms. Canales.
Yes.
Mr. Langendorfer.
Yes.
Mr. Kaiser.
Yes.
Mrs. Carmi.
Yes.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0 in executive session at 6:46.
This executive session just came to the attention about half an hour ago, so I'm not exactly sure about how long to tell you it's going to last. I would not think it's going to last much more than 10 minutes. Is that appropriate? Okay. Thank you. Let the minutes reflect that at 7:13 p.m., the Washington Local Board of Education returned from executive session and did, in fact, consider the employment of a public employee or official. All members of the board that went into the meeting have come back to the main table here. And with that, I'm going to turn this back over to our superintendent for her recommendations.
Exhibit 14, personnel. Tonight's agenda includes the retirement of five Washington local employees. Shelley Dittmeyer joined the district in 1993 and worked as a cafeteria worker at Whitmer and Trilby Elementary in 1995. She was promoted to the position of Nutrition Services Manager at Monac. She is retiring in June with 24 years of service. Karen Ferguson was hired in 1998 and worked for the district as a safety aide and classroom aide. In 2001, she accepted a secretary position at Whitmer and is currently a secretary at the Career and Technology Center. She is retiring in June with 19 years of service. Karen Singer joined the district in 2000 and has spent her entire Washington local school career at Whitmer as a classroom aide. She is retiring in June with 17 years of service. Connie Urbanski-Brown was hired as a secretary at Warner Elementary in 2004, but spent most of her time in Washington local as a student testing and records secretary, initially at Whitmer and then at the administration building. She is retiring in June with 13 years of service. Florence Warnke joined the district in 1997 and has spent her entire Washington local school career as a classroom aide at Hiawatha Elementary. She is retiring in June with 20 years of experience. Congratulations to all of these ladies on their retirements. The superintendent recommends that the Board of Education approve via consent motion recommendation 1 of 2 as presented.
So moved. Second.
A motion by Mr. Kaiser, a second by Mr. Langendorfer. Any comments or questions? Hearing none, call roll, please.
Mr. Kaiser.
Yes.
Mrs. Carmi.
Yes.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Ms. Canales.
Yes.
Mr. Langendorfer.
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0.
The superintendent recommends that the Board of Education approve via consent motion recommendation number 2 of 2 as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Ms. Canales, a second by Mr. Langendorfer. Comments or questions? Hearing none, call roll, please.
Mrs. Carmi.
Yes.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Ms. Canales.
Yes.
Mr. Langendorfer.
Yes.
Mr. Kaiser.
Abstain.
Motion passes 4-0.
At this time, I would be more than willing to accept a motion for adjournment.
No move.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Langendorfer, second by Mr. Kaiser. Comments or questions? Hearing none, call roll, please.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Ms. Canales?
Yes.
Ms. Langendorfer?
Abstain.
Ms. Kaiser?
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0 with one abstention.
Ms.
Carmian?
Yes. It's okay.
Jim threw me off. Motion passes 4-0, one abstention. Let the record show that all recording this meal, this meeting has been made and on file in the Office of the Treasurer. Meeting stays adjourned at 7:16 p.m.